Our Bible verse today is 1 Corinthians 8:9. Be careful, however, that your exercise of your rights does not become a stumbling block to the weak. In Corinthians chapter 8, we see Paul talking about food. Specifically, he's talking about food sacrificed to idols. We don't have much in the way of context in our modern world to relate. Basically, Jews believed that food sacrificed to an idol meant you were indirectly involved in worshiping the idol. When they became Christians, they still would not eat that food. Gentiles, that's the rest of us, we did not see that as worshiping an idol. Paul uses this major issue of the day to talk about unification within the church. He starts off talking about the knowledge. He says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. It's a huge issue today. How many times has someone just had to make a comment about what someone else was doing? As Christians, we are not here on this earth as moral police. We are here to bring people to Christ. Correcting someone based on knowledge is not a good bridge to bring them to Christ. The bridge of love is a much better path. Paul points out that the issue is not about other gods. The issue is about how we think about our actions. Our conscience is what makes us decide the best course of action for ourselves, not for others. That bears repeating. Conscience is what helps us decide what is best for ourselves. It is not meant to correct others around us. Paul then really nails the point home in verse 8. It's not about meat. It is about what brings us closer to God. If not eating meat brings us closer to God, then we need to not eat meat. If eating meat brings us closer to God, then go ahead and eat meat. Paul ends the chapter by talking about our responsibilities. We are not supposed to be a stumbling block for those who are weaker in faith or those who have yet to make a decision for Christ. God wants us to act responsibly. As business owners, we have a responsibility to act as if we are representing Christ because we are. We are to treat others with gentleness, respect, and love. We sometimes set an example for what a Christian is supposed to be like in this world. If you're doing something that's causing someone to question their faith, you need to stop. Be aware of how your actions are helping or hurting others come to know Christ. You have a great responsibility that comes with your influence as a business owner. Use it wisely and show the world the love of Christ and the wisdom of God. Be careful, however, that your exercise of your rights does not become a stumbling block to the weak. 1 Corinthians 8:9. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.